You brought out a point I didn't emphasize. It's extremely important. Any little change is magnified for these kids. A change to the classroom can be a real struggle. Move just across town, grandpa dies. It seems like they have a real hard time adjusting. A divorce, hard on me. It's so hard on me.
I would make a cake out of my fellow 5-year-old. She's gone through 6 of these changes in the last year.
Well, that's not good for them.
No.
Yeah, as much as you can keep them. Remember President Kimball one time said, try not to move around too much for the sake of the children. You know, he felt that moving. Now, in the military, they move around a lot. And I think this moving does one of two things. It makes them stronger. They can cope. They can greet people. They have confidence. Or it destroys them. It just never fit in. It just never had roots. That's a real good point. Let me conclude. I'll answer your questions about the medications if you'd like to afterwards. The dosage and so forth. I think some of the doctors put them on it, but they don't do it in a way that, you know, they should probably do it more often than just once a day in the morning. Because if you give them a short-acting medication in the morning, it's gone by noon, and they want to know why the afternoon is such a problem.
I have some children in my class that have to go in, and then they have to go to the secretary, and the teacher cannot administer. Mm-hmm. But it has to be administered by the secretary. She has to stand there and watch the child take the medication. And I, as a teacher, cannot, I can't even give them an aspirin in the classroom. You can't give any kind of medication at all. So they do have to have appendages. This little girl, she's very strong-willed. She's like, she does fifth grade, but she's passed out in eighth grade. But she's really smart, but she's got problems at home. And she was almost to the opposite of being very inactive, you know, very lethargic child, but she wasn't getting anything done and was going to do things.
Was she one of those hypo-underactive type of attention deficit? Did the medicine make a difference?
It has made a difference. I mean, it's made a marked difference because she went for a period of like 3 weeks and never had to do any assignments, even though she looked like she was working. She started taking the medication, and now we're talking about every assignment is in, maybe 1 or 2 exceptions, and her test scores have gone from 4 out of 25 to 22 out of 25.
So just by being able to focus.
Focus in.
So you can give her a lot of positive strokes now.
Yes. Every day, 5 to 10 minutes, I have to hug, give this child a hug. And she was always trying to hug me and would stay out of school for whatever. And I'm so tired of being hugged on the right side. You know? Something that she needed. And now it's like, you know, I feel bad that I don't have to hug her anymore. But I have to be gone through a lot of counseling. But a teacher cannot. All I can do is do a free referral and all this stuff, and so it has to come through what I think is important. And it took me 4 months before I could really get this child where she needed to be, because they had talked to so many zillions of people. But lots of times teachers become discouraged because parents don't want to cooperate with helping the child. And then her mother said, after 2 days, the child said, it's not working, I'm not taking any more pills.
They will often fight you on it.
So the mother called me up and she said, she won't take the pills. I said, take the pills, you can't go roller skating. She takes the pills.
Yeah, that's that loving dictator lean on. Teenagers too often will fight you on it, upper elementary.
How long do they have to take the medication? Can they outgrow it? I mean, you talked about the adults.
You don't really outgrow it, you just compensate.
Do you have the medication for the rest of their life?
No. I read that one place that the average child that started in elementary was on it 6 years, and the average high school person was on it 2.
So they learned to compensate.
You BYU students, I kind of got started with adults when one psychologist called me up and said, my niece is here at the Y, and she's had 2 failing notices, 1 more, she's gone. And her dad is an attorney down there near Newport Beach at Corona Del Mar, obviously intelligent family, but put her on the medicine, and she called me up a couple years later and said, I'm graduating and getting married. So I was happy to hear that. And she probably's not on the medicine now. There are times in your life when maybe you need it. Maybe there's some stressful times as adults that it might benefit from it too. Our teachers, you know, they have a hard time in this state. When we first moved here, we had one third grader had 36 or 38 students, and the fourth grader had 36 or 38 students.
I knew to do it about 6 o'clock every night when I had all 7
And Dr. Petrie, I'm sure he understood. He said, I can hardly keep things moving for the majority of the kids. So that's why the parents have to be their ally. Our daughter, who's not dumb at all, one of our very brightest, is our last one, and she had failed math here in 9th grade, so she took it to summer school, but she didn't understand how the computer worked. So so it looked like she might fail again in summer school. She seemed to know the process, but to bring it back up so she could rework it to her satisfaction, she didn't understand. My wife had to go in. Of course, she objected. It worked out, but my wife made a statement. The poor kids whose parents don't follow through and stay on top of it don't have a chance. See, she would have gotten an F. Maybe she'd be in her 10th grade year instead of taking something that's positive for her. She's taking another math class. So you really have to stay on top of it. It really is the parent's major responsibility. Well, I'd be happy to stick around and talk to you about medication. I kind of hate to put kids on medicine. On the other hand, it's better than some of the negatives they have. We probably do put some on that probably don't need it. But the other thing is, some of the counselors are quite adamant that we ought to get counseling with everyone that's on medication. It sounds like we're just a bad environment where things aren't going well. Parents have a lot of problems. And things aren't going well. I think that we should combine counseling very often with medication. But often, without the medication, you just cannot make things work. If your thyroid's out of control, I don't care how you counsel. Now, don't get excited. Your thyroid's overactive. I know you're hot and sweaty. I know the kids are bugging you. And so we'll talk about how to handle stress. And yet your thyroid's out of control. Why not work to get it in control? And then everything changes in a positive way. You can kind of relate to that. So we really think it is a physical, chemical thing. It's not anybody's fault. Just the way the kids are. Edison and Einstein probably were these type of kids. We know Winston Churchill definitely has some degree of this. Benjamin Franklin, they're good company, really. And they're creative. Their minds are creative. Help them with get their papers in. They often have a hard time, putting it on papers. And well, I appreciate your time. I've got quite a few handouts over here. Please help yourself. And if any of you are particularly interested in adults, I didn't bring very many because I don't have very many. Here talks a little bit about adults that were having trouble coping. And then here's some kind of assessment sheet I use for adults. I only got about four of them, unless you really have an interest in it. I can get more if you want. And if you sign up on that sign-up sheet, put adult papers, okay? And then this one talks more about kids who have learning problems. Just can't seem to learn to read. Just can't seem to spell. And then there's ideas, though, that you could use for both ADD and LD kids, okay? Thank you very much. Aren't we just blessed to have the gospel? My philosophy is we put here to the paper. You just find it more challenging. And if you can handle an active child, isn't that true? You can handle any child, you teachers, and you parents too, you grandparents. And it always breaks my heart when the family will say to me, well, they said the kids could have come over, but don't let Johnny come. I don't want him to come. And that's really hard. And that happens sometimes. Or the neighbors or the grandparents, don't bring that kid over. That's quite sad. Doesn't happen very much around here, but once in a while we hear something like that. So I hope and pray that things go well for you and your families, and this information might be helpful. If I do see any of your kids, tell them you've already had the spiel. We don't need an hour and a half. You just need 20 minutes time, okay? Thank you very much.